I'm learning. Think about guys, eh?
Dang, they don't even know about it.
Period.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Thing About Guys.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Tag the Podcast.
Angie. Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
We're back. Period. We're back.
Apologies, no excuses. We are sure back. We know what you're thinking. Stop thinking it.
So we've got a very, very special guest here with us today. Like, this guy has been breaking the gram, disturbing the streets of Lagos, just everywhere. Like, why you think Suleiman is at point A, he's at point B.
Forget.
He has fits here. He's just disturbing. Anyway, without further ado, Suleiman, welcome to Tag the Podcast.
The internet. Yes.
Yeah, guy. You wear one fit. Before we turn left, we see another fit.
Allow us breathe. Like,
chill now.
Chill.
Fashionista.
Now my work now.
Period. Tell them. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm excited to be here. Very, very excited. It's been a long time coming.
To have you. Why did you say that?
It's actually been a long time coming. He has to open our ass. Like,
guys.
Yeah, fair.
So you could have actually just not said that, but okay.
He wanted to be shady. Okay. But anyway, it's keep calm. Keep that shade.
It's calm, though.
Light Kiki here.
Kiki.
So what are we talking about today, guys?
We're going to speak about toxic friendships. How do we spot them? How do we, get over them? How do we free, just top tips,
as tips
we do.
And tricks,
as we usually do. Sound effects.
Oh, no.
Before we begin giving tips, have you guys encountered toxic friendships?
I think what we need to start, first of all, is, what is toxic to you? Because I feel like there's a general consensus for what is toxic, but, to each individual,
sorry, but obviously it's on the spectrum, right? It's from, it's the level that you can take. Do you understand?
True.
There's a little bit of toxic in every single relationship.
Until
it gets to 99.5, that's when some people notice.
It doesn't even need to reach there.
Are you sure?
And Suleiman,
are you mad? That's stick it through. It's one of them ones that you don't know you're in a toxic thing.
You don't know. Yeah. And most of the time with toxic friendships, toxic relationships, is easy for you to spot them. But it's actually harder for you to spot them because you actually don't know, because you're just like, that's my friend, that's out there.
You just take more rubbish.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's true.
Based on that's my guy.
You're right.
I don't think I've genuinely been in a hardcore toxic friendship before.
I think you have.
Oh my god. One thing about daring, I will say something as he has.
You will counter you.
Guys, and the thing is that I don't even know what she's talking about. It could be anything.
I always make sense. When I'm not trying to explain to you, you're not saying it's true.
But then before the fact, I genuinely don't know what could come out of your mouth. It could be anything at this point. I didn't even finish the sentence you guys said, but I think you do.
Because you cannot live in Lagos and say that you've not had a toxic. Do you understand what I mean? If it's not a cousin that you grew up with, almost there's toxic everywhere.
You're right. Even in family,
Let's not do family. We're here to do friends.
It's true. Friends.
Toxic.
It's friends.
When I've been doing toxic relationship, toxic friendship, we're not outside that boundary because it's only been a few minutes and things are happening.
Let's really aim.
So back to Darren's question. Before I was interrupted, Darren would let us know which situation she thinks was toxic for me. I've been friends with somehow people, but I won't say toxic. I feel like somehow is on that spectrum of toxicity, but not it's not too bad. Do you get what I mean? It's too bad enough for me to free you, but not 100% toxic.
But then if you're freeing the person, that means it's toxic.
No, if someone is somehow, that's you don't need to be friends with that
what
person.
What is somehow?
You like, guys, thank you.
Bro, like, just somehow, like, red flags in this friendship. Like,
tell them all.
Vibes were off. Like, you know when, like, someone says something and you're like, did you just say that? Like, did that actually come out?
Like, a friend would not say that.
Like, exactly. Possible. That's not something a friend would say.
I think red flags in friendship is a way to go, because at the end of the day, you're supposed to grow with your friends, right? So, like, how do you, like, what determine a red flag and what do you not determine?
You tell us. You're asking good questions. You tell us. Tell us. Because you're really speaking, but you're not saying anything.
Okay.
So tell us.
when, like, for, let's say, I can see red flags in a friendship, but then I wouldn't necessarily cut the person off simply because of that. Like, you're my friend, and mm-hmm. if I know that that is how you are, like, I will know that, okay, it's in your blood. It's now left for me to, okay, guy, come see, I don't like the way you XYZ. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I mean? And if you now do it again, and I talk to you again, and it now becomes a thing of, like, you're just like a
bit like just this problem.
Do you understand what I mean? Then that's when it becomes a problem, and, like, you know, I would distance myself. And me, I wouldn't say I've necessarily cut anybody off. I literally would. I always let the person. Do you understand what I mean? Because I never want a situation where it's like, oh, yeah, Suleiman did this to me, or Suleiman stopped talking to me, or Suleiman stopped, like, I would literally be there. So, like, if we hate each other, me, I cannot hate you because it's all love from here. Mm-hmm. But if you hate me, and then...
That's on you.
Honestly, that's on you. But, like, there's one particular friendship that I would say hurts, that I'm just like, yeah, fuck people.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because that friendship literally spoils things for different people. You know when something just opens your eye and you're just like, okay, this is how all of you are. So that's literally
one of those eye openers, and that
friendship is so crazy because, like, this whole situation about, oh, it's a red flag, it was based on, oh yeah, this is how this person is.
I hate that.
You know when you made the comments about, oh, maybe that's just how the person is or whatever. I also feel like for that, there's a general, like, limit for, like,
how much rubbish, like, you can take.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not even how much rubbish, but how, like, you can't use, like, the person's, behavior as, like, an
excuse.
Umbrella of, do you get that type
of thing? It's not necessarily the behavior I'm talking about. It's just generally a thing of, like, let's say the person fucks up today, and then tomorrow they make up, and then the next day they make up for it, and then
that is toxic. That is literally, is that not? Am I being
That's textbook, somehow? Babes.
Like, that's literally textbook toxicity. Like, it's the same cycle. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah,
so that in itself is a it also ties back to, like, the recurring issues thing. If you feel like in a friendship you're always complaining about the same thing, or you guys are always knocking heads about the exact same thing. Oh,
but it's so funny because with me in a friendship, I never complain. I don't talk. I literally just watch. You understand what I mean? Like, if I talk, it's probably a guy you stepped on me. It's nothing deep, because I'm the type of person that if something has truly, I would rather go away, let the thing calm down in my system, because if I talk in that moment, I don't know that's friends. Do you understand? Because I don't know what I will say, and I know that there's a lot of wicked things for me to say about certain because you are actually perfect. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because it's the most toxic friends that always have the most to say. They are the ones that send the most power. And it's like,
And they're also the ones that are very defensive. Like,
of course, just now
say sorry first, then you can explain yourself. I don't want to be hearing buts anything yet. Like, I don't.
Yeah, like.
But okay. Darren, imagine you not. Good. Imagine you not hearing.
That's always in their vocab.
But
you felt like this.
That's my worst.
Like, sorry you felt. What the.
Do you know what I hate? When they say, if it's sorry you want, then take it sorry.
What does that mean? Thank God nobody has heard that before. Like, if it's sorry you want, your mama, literally.
Your mama,
are you mad?
Your papa,
your dad.
You guys are killing me. But, you know, I think one of the issues is that, like, people are so different. Like, everybody's, like, I'm different, Pamela is different, Suleiman is different. Because people are so different, like, your ways of seeing things are also really different. So one situation can happen and four different people can see it in four different ways.
Exactly.
And if this is your, if this is your friend and someone who you value, you don't want to now be upset with them because they don't see it in your way. But it's like, at what point, you know, are you now going to be like, okay, like birds of the same feather flock together? Like, yeah. If you're seeing it this way and I'm seeing that way, and people outside are being like, so how are these guys even, you know,
friends,
because that means this person must be just like that person and you're not, surely it's going to cause some, you know, problem and obstacles and barriers in the friendship. Like, it's just,
for that one, I feel like I can't lie, like, we're all adults. Like, if Sandra is being somehow and I'm generally not somehow, like, you can't say I'm somehow based on Sandra is my best friend, but then it's also telling that Sandra
is your best, my best friend. Yeah,
like, do you get
that? That's like saying like James and Jimmy are brothers, and Jimmy somehow, you can't say James not somehow, like the apple doesn't fall off.
Darren, that's very specific, but okay.
James and Jimmy, like, no, who the hell are James and Jimmy? Are you mad?
The apple doesn't fall off.
I think you can raise an eyebrow, but like you cannot judge.
Exactly, because we're all adults. Like, Sandra makes her own fucking decisions.
No,
like,
I'm not even saying I'm judging, but I'm saying for people outside who maybe don't know you or don't know, like, if you see a friendship group, that's how you see that, people. Like, oh, okay. So you're friends with that person.
But that's
then,
not
yeah.
what it's supposed to be, but it is true.
Exactly.
It is.
The plain thing to say is, like, that's their personal problem because they don't know your story. They don't know your friendship. Mm-mm. Do you get what I mean? Like,
word.
In toxic friendships, right?
Mm.
I don't want to talk about the obsessiveness, the competition, the jealousy.
Yeah.
Does this actually happen? Like,
And it's so crazy because you don't realize it.
What did you say?
I said, Pamela, I just had to call your name. Like,
why
did
you
happens.
Call me, babe?
Say me and you, babes. Okay. You do hair and I don't do hair. OPL, you post OPL and everybody knows that Darren and Pamela are best of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it's no longer like, I'm not really, you know, backing you up or, you know, telling you, oh, well done, OPL. I'm now trying to be like, the hair is not even fine. Or there are two sides to it. Or I'm trying to be like, even I can do hair, but better, but it's just because I don't have a page like OPL, guys don't know. So I'm trying to compete on it with you on a level of, like, you know, instead of me trying to, you know, say this is what my friend does and backs her, I'm trying to be on the same level as you so other people can see that Darius who does hair is not just OPL. I'm trying to, you know, compete with you at that level when it shouldn't be like that.
Darius is absolutely correct, but what I was trying to talk about, like, what Darius is saying is, like, the more obvious one. You understand? Like, that's something that anybody,
the one guys will notice,
and then everybody will just be like, that's a bit somehow now. Like, do you understand? When you talk about, like, competition, I don't know.
You can feel it.
Let's talk about obsessiveness now.
Okay.
So, obviously, let's say you are the person that has more friends, or like the person that, like, people are to gel with more, right? It now becomes a thing whereby, like, you know that we're going in public, and then you know that these people are around us. You now start texting me rubbish about them. Do you understand what I mean? Oh, like,
that's weird.
Like, trying to insult them, trying to, like, I think with that, that's obsessiveness based on, like, you're just like, you now get jealous. Oh, like, why are you smiling with somebody? Try to make it like, why are you smiling with
my... like, jealous friends. They don't want you to be friends with other people.
They don't want that people, but at the same time, they're not treating you right in the friendship. Like,
even if they think
that they're treating you right in friendship, it, like, it can be a thing whereby, like, you change your phone today and you guys are supposed to go on holiday, and the next thing you hear is, go on holiday with you. You're with this phone, and me, I'm with this phone, God forbid. And then after that, like, guys are now like, you buy it. Specific. Oh, this is awfully specific.
Guys,
you get a certain type of shoe, and then based on the receipt of the shoe, you say, if you go and buy that shoe. Do you understand? And like, let's now say there's a possibility that you can say, oh, men, there's only one style of shoe that men can wear. Okay, fair enough. But what if it's now the opposite gender? You cannot go and buy heels. Do you understand? Why do you have to buy that exact same thing? And it's so crazy because when this friendship ended, it ended on a thing of them saying, I want to know what I've actually done to you. And one thing about me is that I can try over and over and over again. Like, I can keep trying, but like, once I'm done, like, I'm done.
You're done. Yeah. As you should be, though. Like,
I wish I had that same
Like, toxic friendships, I feel like we don't talk about toxic friendships enough. We don't. It's so crazy because your friends are literally the people that make you. You expect your friends to be the ones that will be carrying you. Ah, I thank God for the people that are in my life. Do you understand what I mean? Like, I would always respect our friendship. Like, I would always respect... I did keep secret guy.
As you should, though.
Do you understand? Like, I'm not the type of person that will now come and start yearning all the things that your mother told me about, or all the things you told me about your mother. I wouldn't do that.
That actually shows more of your character than the friends.
Than them, yeah. And yeah. I feel like we're all past that. Like, who the hell actually does that anymore? Like,
Pamela, I need you to stop saying this. There are people that...
Maybe it's because, like, I genuinely can't fathom it. Like, with the friends, the actual friends I have now, I cannot imagine, like, I can't imagine the friendship ending, let alone it's ending and then them just going to yarn rubbish. What are you yarning about? Like, babe,
no,
what?
The thing about it is, let me not say, I'm not trying to push your buttons up. I dare you to actually yarn about it, because when I yarn my own side,
okay, let's wheel it back. Yeah. I've noticed, like, when a friendship is, like, going sour, like, there are two ways that I've, like, noticed, like, how I can tell that, okay, it's going, like, weird, is when, like, one, you're not really, like, enjoying spending time with them anymore. Like, I feel like friendships should be so effortless. Like, you should just be able to be doing the bare minimum and be enjoying yourself. Like, it's not about doing grand.
You shouldn't
extra.
Be feeling stressed.
Like,
feeling...
example, I know we said this in one podcast, but primarily came to my house, we ate chicken popcorn on the bed. That was a highlight of the
guy,
week for me.
Like,
you were bullying.
The bare minimum.
Guy, like the bed, wig off, AC on.
Like
just
Jen and I, we don't need to do anything to, like, have fun. Like,
do you get? But when you're not when you're not hanging out with someone and you're now squeezing
and it's weird, just like,
that's when
or
you know
feel
that
like
something
it's awkward
is...
or like, what are we doing? Like, do you get? Like, that's when you have to think back, like, okay.
My second thing is,
wait,
I
sorry, hold on, Darren.
Yeah,
Pamilary.
Yeah,
you guys should clean your screens.
Eh?
Wait,
why? Because you're spitting. Yeah.
Wait, what? Wait.
He said we spit in.
Wait. We let back.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
You know,
on
I actually
podcast.
Looked at my screen. I was thinking, wait, what is this guy talking about? Sule, forget. Yeah.
No, that was mad. That was mad.
That, I can't lie. That was mad. Like, I'll give that to you.
Yeah. Round of applause. Anyway. Yeah. My second thing that I was going to say is, like, when I notice that, okay, things are getting weird and stuff, if I'm dreading to check up on you and you're supposed to be my friend, like, I'm already, like, being like, I have to call this person. Or, I have to FaceTime
so
this person.
Guilty of this, you guys. Like...
Are you mad? Wait, are you crazy?
Or
I have to text this person.
I never know who it is. But
if it's becoming a chore, and I'm just like, oh, I'm just doing it as of now, I feel it's like obligation. I'm not even really feeling like checking up on you. Then I know this friendship is going downhill because
do you feel like it's going downhill generally, or you're just not in the mood? Because it's not every time you're in the mood.
Okay,
for someone.
let me even give disclaimer. You know, thing is that when Pamela said Darren is guilty of this, it's not that I have some friendships that like. But I don't have any toxic friendships with me right now, okay? Yeah, like, if they were toxic, I freed them. But disclaimer in the sense that, like, I don't really like talking to people on the phone or texting or anything. Like, I actually really just like my own, like, space. Like, I like living in La La Land. Like, the less I know, the better. Like, that, the happier I am. Like, honestly and truly, like, the less I know, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really be calling people and stuff. That's why Pamela is on the phone, me and someone's calling me, and I'll be like, that's what she means. Because I'm just thinking, oh God, because I know that when we're going to talk, I'm going to know things that are going to, I'm going to be twisting my face and squeezing my face. Like, fuck, what's going on? People are strange.
But then if we're being honest, like, that's that's toxic.
Oh, no.
Like, that's it.
No, no, but that's not because of the friendship. That's because of me.
Okay, so you're toxic then.
No, let me break it down. I'm gonna
see what you have done here.
If your friend is calling you in your face, like, hello.
No, no, but I will always pick up. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
You
it's
always
like,
pick up,
you've
in your head
something.
You always
like what
up
I
in
said.
Your head, you are like, ah, what the fuck? When is this thing going to be done?
No, okay, no, no, no. What applies? Like, you can actually, like, I feel like in every friend, you can't be 100% all the time. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not every time that you're
what I'm saying. So it's not like Darren's toxic. She's just not in the mood sometimes. Like, do you get, like, I will watch my phone ring. Like, I'm not in the mood to yarn. And
very,
it could be
honestly,
my best.
That's
like,
very normal.
You get, so it's not, I don't think it's coming from me. I want to believe that it's not coming
from
me. Yeah,
no, I wish there's a way that I could like demarcate the two of what I'm talking about. Just because, like, to me, in my mind, there's a clear demarcation of like, there are some people who like,
because it's not everybody, exactly.
Yeah, no, there's people in the back of my mind that I knew the friendship was going off because I didn't even want to know, like, I didn't care to know how they were doing, like, I didn't really want to check up on them.
Yeah,
so in that sense, I knew that means I've really disassociated myself
English,
from this friendship. Thank you, babes. But like on the other hand, it's like on a normal day-to-day thing, like I don't know, like,
yeah,
anyway,
I just
let's
like
move on
mood, like...
yeah but anyway, my friends know I don't have to be making anything here on the podcast. Yeah. Suleiman, you know, like, I don't know why you're laughing.
Guys,
like,
you attack.
The third thing is, if you don't like yourself, like who you are when you're with them, it's a bit like, you know, like it's telling. You know how people say, oh, some people are different with different friends. Like, if you don't like the person who you've become when you're around them, then I guess you can really, you know that.
Mm. This one is all about, like, you know, just searching within, like.
On a lighter note, another way to, like, judge a... I don't know. Let me ask a question before I say whether it's toxic or not.
I like that. Ask,
on,
yeah.
Babes.
Please, if someone, let's say me now, for example, I really like to talk. You know, I don't like to talk about my, not necessarily I don't like to talk about my feelings, but I don't like to talk about sex. So, like, if you've upset me, I wouldn't want to speak about it, right?
Yeah.
And then I now have a friend that wants me to, if they've done something to me, I must come and talk about that thing that's I've done, which is fair. Do you understand? Because at the end of the day, how are you guys going to grow?
Not how you are.
Exactly.
And then they want that from you.
I even understand that. So, like, let's now say I've now made the effort once or twice to come and meet you that this is what you've done. And then in the heat of those two times that I came to come and meet you, you now found a way to make me the problem.
But you've already answered your question. That person is not okay.
Okay. Look, I've now stopped going to go, and I've now gone back to the way I am.
Yeah.
Then I'll try again because you don't embarrass me now. Do you understand?
Don't tell me that the person that came to meet you that you should be talking up again.
Definitely. They came to come with me and they were like, if you spoke your feelings, that we wouldn't be in this situation, blah, 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 blah. And
is it not speaking your feelings that
And let me tell you something. Do you know that because of that situation, that's why we're not friends anymore? So I want to know who is the toxic one. Is it me that is being stubborn? That, like, because I'm not gonna lie.
Suleiman is using tag the podcast as therapy.
Guy, he's using tag. Small tag.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, I part to play inside that one. Like, I'm stubborn. I agree that I'm stubborn. I don't want to open up to you based on, like, I don't want any situation. Like, I don't want to fight with you. Do you understand what I mean? So, like, I would rather just go away. And just let the whole situation just, like...
Die down.
Let it die in my mind. Let it die. Like, do you understand?
Okay.
And then I'll now come back and then, like, you know, I'll just be like, you know what? Like, it's okay. It's not like I'll now come back and act like everything was okay. I'll still acknowledge but, like...
That will happen, yeah.
Exactly. But we wouldn't talk about it in detail. I'll just be like, you know what? It's okay. Like, it's completely fine. Let's move on.
And there are some people like that, like, just quick and effective. I'm wondering why that person wants you to dwell, like... If you've acknowledged,
like,
it's moving
on now. It now became a thing of like you don't do the things that I command. You don't they're like, oh, you command patience, and I'm like, okay, and they've given you patience, like they've been patient enough for like 3 weeks based on like not talking and stuff like that. Like, I want to know who is the toxic person. I want to know.
The whole situation is toxic. Two of you were just not meant to be friends, period, and it's good that it ended. Because there are ways that, like, certain people can go about things, like people
saying,
have arguments.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's compromise and there's people that make. In fact, I'm even going to open us here. So, when we first met, me and you, like, let people know. Let tag the podcast know. Like, when I'd met Suleiman, like maybe like a year after, like, we became close very fast, like really quickly. Maybe a year into our friendship, like I was ready to free you. So like, you know, Pamela even knows, like me, if I've had enough, like I was ready to free this friendship. We had not even an argument. I just met him that you do this and that, and I don't like it. And it was kind of like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry, this and that. Thank you for telling me. Since then, upwards and onwards. Period. Like, that was it. Like, period. Like, what again?
That's what I'm saying. So if you're like, always fighting about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so my point exactly is that if you guys could not see eye to eye to now say, okay, I acknowledge I did this and I apologize and we can move on, then that friendship was not meant to be.
If you were friends, like really good friends with someone, and like you guys play fall out because of one thing, do you feel like that friendship was actually genuine? Like, that's another question.
This, Pamela, this is a loaded question. I say yes. Yes is my answer. Like, I think the friendship was genuine is because, you know me, I'm a firm believer that nothing in this life lasts forever. So I'm always like, enjoy the moments and enjoy the experience you've had with this person. It doesn't now mean that, you know, what you had with them was fake or was bad, because you enjoyed the time of the relationship and the friendship that, you know, was there.
But they also,
it just mean it has run its course. Like, I know you're going to play like devil's advocate and say that, oh, but if it was really a strong relationship, then this shouldn't be. But you don't know what was the circumstance of this one rack. Like,
that rack is also very important.
It depends on the right
situation. But
sometimes it's good to free things while, you know, you can still have the sweet taste of it before it gets bitter. Like, free it. I always say that. It's their favorite thing. Guys, because it's so true. Like, enjoy the moment. Like, if that friendship was 10 years, enjoy the 10 years. Okay, maybe the 11th year was going to be the worst.
And I'm not
going to
Okay,
and well, words. Well, if you didn't get to 20, at least that friendship, like, some people have not had friendship of 10 years. Why are you now being greedy that you need 20?
And that's honestly their personal problems. But for me and my household, we have friendships that are 20 years old. So okay, I don't get why it's now 10. Anyway, that's the sense.
So I gave you my answer.
Yeah.
So I think it honestly depends on... So first things first, like, I feel like the relationship was obviously genuine. But now talking about the rack, I think you can't just free somebody based on one particular rack.
But you don't know that one rack.
I'm telling you, free somebody. If whatever the rack is, even if they slept with your father, you cannot free somebody based on that one rack.
I genuinely can't free somebody.
No, are you crazy? If you love the person... If you love the person, you can't free that one person. Like, you will take your time out. Like, you want to hear talk, you want to hear the explanation. But let me tell you,
if you fuck my dad,
hold on now. Who is fucking your dad? What I'm trying to say is that one rack, you will start linking, you will know where you start linking it to others. You would just be like, that's one rack. That's what broke the camel's back. It's not necessarily you people had to.
True,
just...
it's what opened the door, yeah.
That's what? One rack.
I actually get that. Like, genuinely.
So that's basically what, you know, sparked the ignition, you know, exactly. Started the whole
thing. I don't think
we have to, like, burn the entire bridge. Do you understand what I mean? That one thing can be an explosion and it can, you know, but like, I genuinely feel like if it's a strong, genuine friendship, which is why I agree to like it being a strong, genuine friendship, because if it was not a friendship, like obviously I don't care about the friendship, so he can go if he wants to go. But like, I truly care about the friendship. I want to understand what you did. I want like,
Suleiman, let me play devil's advocate here.
Oh dear.
So yeah. Is a strong, genuine friendship? Is it this? Is it that? It's not okay. Okay, I've heard. Great.
She said your name.
Yeah, thank you. But on the other hand, if it's a strong, genuine friendship, why did you have to go and fuck my dad? Are you okay? Like, why did you have to do that one thing that, like, you knew would spark up every other thing for me?
Okay,
to now
sorry,
unravel?
Sorry. Can I?
Like,
can
are you
can
okay?
I ask you something. Why did your daddy fuck?
That's a different conversation.
No, so like,
No, it's, Suleiman.
It's the same thing. Like,
that's a difference.
No, we're talking about toxic friendships.
No, if you're going to end up forgiving your dad, why can't you end up forgiving
Who told you I'm going to forgive my dad? Are you okay?
Who said I'm forgiving
Two of you are mad.
Child, both of you are out.
Who told you that?
Know why you're fucked up. Like,
from then on, I'm a bastard. I don't have a daddy. Like, are you okay? Like, I'm fatherless. Like, is he crazy?
But like, okay. But like, you need to think about these things. Like, we're all human. Things happen.
We're all human. But okay, Suleiman, I don't. Okay, and go on. Sorry.
No. I'm gonna compete what you're saying because this situation about fucking.
No, I don't like it.
No,
like what is it?
Oh yeah, let's change it from that because that was obviously
like. It's not even only. I'm not even only talking about the fathers. I'm just talking about in general. Like, why should you be in a position to hurt me if you're a so-called friend and the bond is running so deep and you love me? Why did you do that if you knew it was gonna hurt me? So that you can now come back and tell your story and cry some crocodile tears to me, giving me stories that touch, so that I can now be like, okay.
No, but Jerry,
even
like,
if it's fucking
like,
real,
no,
I don't care.
Like, remember when, like, remember our own situation, like when, like you said, the things that I was doing that you didn't like.
Those were things that were rectifiable, and they weren't things that you did
like,
to
I'm
me out
to
of
say,
spite.
Trying,
you get?
I'm trying to say that. What I'm trying to say is that I didn't know that I was doing those things.
Mm.
Like, the person might not know what is happening. Like, drunk. You people know that people are not just doing...
Please, don't bring any substance into it.
You people know that people are not just doing alcohol anymore. You people know that people are not just doing weed anymore.
I don't know anything.
It has passed brownies.
Guy, nothing should take you to go and do that type of thing in this.
Okay,
life.
But Suleiman, you're still giving like example of things of like, this is someone not knowing, maybe they're hurting your feelings with words or this or that. But like, in a situation of where I'm going to free a friend for something they've done, it's going to be they did something to me. You get
yeah,
like
they
did something that was malicious to me and they knew, like, I don't know what, maybe they stole my, like, they did something. Like, this is an act that they performed.
Yeah.
It's not something that they did that I now felt a type of way about. That's not what I'm talking about.
Because
those ones, a conversation can be had about and be reliable.
Yeah.
You did something to me. Yeah. You did it. You acted upon it. So, yeah.
Okay.
Take responsibility for that action.
Honest,
and get
like,
of my
I
life.
Agree. And, I cannot obviously tell you how to like handle your own relationship with anybody else. Do you understand what
Thank
I
mean? You.
Your opinion is valid, my opinion.
Yeah,
but,
it's true.
Pamela, talk.
What? I'm sorry.
You actually asked this question and you have not said one thing.
Sometimes I think space in friendships like is needed, like not because like, oh, you want to take a break from the toxic space, but like so like just know when you knock when you're knocking heads constantly, you just need to actually take a breather, like
it's true.
Gia type of P. Like I this even happened like with me and like one of my really good friends, like one of my really good guy friends. Stop, not me smiling here as I'm in the
bus. Oh god.
So we fell out.
You stop smiling.
Guy, I'm not smiling. Chill.
Okay.
We fell out.
They're not
like
smiling. We fell out.
Yeah, man. We fell out in 2019. And I remember, like, the last time we saw, we had a fight that day we saw. And then literally from that day, we just didn't speak again for a year straight. Like, it went from one day to 1 week to a month. And none of us said anything. Like, it was a mutual not talking to each other. I just felt like we're tired of each other at that point in time. Like, we're both just like, I beg, like,
that's fine.
Like, we don't need exactly. And you know, we made up, and now, like, we're cool. So, like,
I beg, we thank God for that because things were getting too awkward.
That, Derry, one thing about you, you like to do too much. Nobody said anything.
The truth, the thing is that I just know you too well. Like, it's
like,
just, you know,
yeah, so
I know that, you in and out.
Yeah, thank you. I just feel like, a break is needed. If you feel like your friend is irritating you too much, you take a break. Like, it's not by force. Like,
that note, like, let's start rounding up. So, what do you think are key things to do when you notice your, or okay, let's not even say that. What are key things to do to get over talk? Because this, let's be honest, these are friendships and these are relationships you've had with people. Like, this might be someone you spoke to almost every day or someone you grew up with or something. So how do you get over getting out of this toxic friendship? Suleiman? How did you do it?
I think, obviously people are different. People handle situations differently. But what I would do is, take a step back and look at the whole situation. not necessarily look at the situation like that. You said, do you understand? Like, just mm-hmm. and like, if they reach out and like they want to come back and talk, like, if you're not up to it. And at the end of the day, like, because once you take breaks, when you come back, is either you realize you have much more love for them, or like,
yeah,
the love for them has reduced, true. You can always know how to place someone after that. Do you understand? True. And like, that's the thing, just observe, and just so that you can know where to place them, so you don't place them in the wrong place. Because you don't, one thing you don't want to do is carry somebody on your head because of the type of friend that you are. You will now be doing everything for them, and it now becomes a thing. Then later in the future, they just act like it just happens. Sha, let's just say it just happens, and they just say, "But did they ask you to do all that for me?"
God forbid. God forbid.
That's when you just have to focus on yourself and yourself alone. Like,
And that's but then again, like, with that's not the type of person you are. You're not the type of person to focus on yourself and yourself alone. So it now puts you in like a weird situation and stuff like that. So like, what I'll say is just observe, so that you would know where to put people, so you don't place them in the wrong place.
Yeah,
just be patient.
I think for me, I would say like, God, my brain just disappeared. Please, Pamela, go on. I will remember it.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes just love and let go as well. Like, it's not by force.
Like, I like that a lot.
Genuinely, like, and that's rich coming from me, because imagine me loving very and rich. Go. But nah, if you're listening, love and let go sometimes. After you reassess the situation, like Suleiman said, like, there are just some things that are not worth it. Like, some things you can't move past. Just, it's not by force. Did you get? Like, you can be cool, doesn't mean you need to be buddy-buddy with the person all over again. Like,
all the situations that I'm sorry for cutting you, Pablo, but all the situations that I've actually, like, you know, that have been my guide for today, all the quote-unquote friendships that have been my guide for today, it's not that I have hate for them. I still love them. It's just that my mental health and like just the way I feel is actually is greater than, do you understand?
Yeah.
And maybe and maybe the fact that I'm blocked is also playing or they are blocked as well is also
out of sight, out of mind.
Like, per, go and listen.
Go and listen, please.
I was gonna say that and also like in dealing with it, because obviously, as we say, like, why humans, people do backtrack or whatever, backslide, and you sometimes people think, oh, the quantity of the years of the friendship is important more than the quality, whatever, all that good stuff. But what I would say is, if that person is not showing you change, or not showing you know that they are remorseful, or like you know it's going to be different this time, honestly, just take the hike. Like, keep going, like, upwards and onwards. Like, it's okay to fall back once, so, but if you see that this person is not changing, sister, brother, keep on keeping on. Like, move on.
Love and light to you.
You also need to be careful, because there's
Suleiman can't.
There's A and there's B and there's C in what Darren just said. But because guys want you back in their life based on what you used to give to them in that relationship. If you are the type of person that will say that, oh, this is what I want, or if they're smart enough to know that this is what you want, nothing is stopping people, these same people that have hurt you, nothing is stopping them from pretending just to get what they want.
Yeah, it's true. So, it's true. They wear masks.
Yeah. Chameleon.
Sorry.
Now, so you see, on this note, honestly, Suleiman, maybe you should go and study, do PhD. Like, you have a lot to say, like,
guy, about this.
Honestly and truly. But we really, 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 really appreciate you being here and, you know, shedding lights, sharing the stories, going in depth.
Shed light, die.
Guy. And you told us that we're spitting. You overspat.
You
overspat. But yeah, I really enjoyed this, you guys. OMG. Toxic friends.
I'm sorry that was late, guys. Sorry.
You just opened your ass again. Who would have known
No, I have to put it out there because I didn't feel comfortable.
Oh, no problem. All is forgiven. At least it's done now.
Is it really forgiving?
It's forgiving.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Thank you, guys. See you guys on the next episode of Tag the Podcast.
Think about guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.